Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and each week I try to bring you the best in cantorial and all the others, Yiddish and Hasidic and Israeli and whatever. I know I could do a better job in some of those areas, but give me time. Give me time. I only need a few more hours. Well, thanks for joining with me. And you've told your friends about the program, but why don't you remind them to tune in right now? Okay, so they'll go to the archive. Either way, let them join in with the fun also. I was extremely sad to learn today about the death of Barry Sirota. Died today on his way back to Israel, apparently. I'll get the details in the next week or two. I hope to do a special dedicated to Barry, who was a wonderful lover of Chazanis and a producer of recordings. Talk a little bit about that during the second hour. I called Israel and Naftali Herstick. I spoke to Naftali. He was with Barry's wife. Apparently the body is being flown back to the United States. Funeral will be in Chicago. In any event, a great loss for the world of Chazanis and great loss for humanity. A wonderful, wonderful person, Barry Sirota. Well, where were you on Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos? Well, you know where I was. I was at the U Cafe. Kumsitz time. And Penny does a great job with running the Kumsitz, which will be a regular feature there. We'll let you know when the next ones will be. But I was very, very pleased that at the Kumsitz, there was Asher Scharf, who has been to most of our events, Cantor's World. And he got up and he sang. He was beautiful. It was really, really was a pleasure to hear him sing. And as Benny says, it was not the the norm. Most Chazanim, when they're singing getting up to, I don't want to say perform, but it's the old chestnuts. And he was quite excellent, quite excellent. For those of you who are not aware of the fact, he came out with he has many, many recordings, but a recent CD is Asher Scharf and Sons, Hashomer Shabbos. And start the program off. This is Asher Scharf and Sons with Yom Zeh Mechubad. Asher Scharf and Sons.
Ashtay lachem yiftu simimim. say mam takim kika yiten lechavay neveikim beged lilboy shlechem chukim osar redog lechol matamim. Mikol yamim ki vayshav asuray lahamim. Leisach sakavay ve'achata ve'savata uverachta es Hashem melekecho asher ahavta ki verachecho mikol yamim. Shamayim misaprim kivoydoy, v'gam haaretz molochastoy. Reukecha leila asisay adoy, ki hu atzur ba'aloy samim.
Ki hu atzur ba'aloy samim. Yom zeh mechubad, mikol yamim.
Kiva aisha vasuray lahamim. Yom zeh mechubad,
kiva aisha vas, kiva aisha vasuray lahamim.
Okay, Asher Scharf and Sons, the album. Let's see, what is the album? It's called Hashomer Shabbos. New CD that just came out. Okay, where are you going to be December 5th? I know where I'll be, and Benny and a few others. We'll be at Park East to hear cantors Itchamir Helfgott and Saul Zim. It promises to be a wonderful evening of Chazanis. And Benny is supposed to call in sometime during the second hour. We're just going to give you a little forespice. We'll discuss a little bit about the concert. And obviously, if you are listening to this on my website, you know that there is a flyer under events. So sometime after the program, tomorrow, whatever, just hit events, and there's all the information that you'll need to know about purchasing the tickets. And I always sound like a broken record when I talk about certain concerts, and when I say, don't blame me if they're sold out. You have plenty of time to buy tickets right now. And if you just go after this program, or I don't know if you can do it now while you're listening. I don't know. Some people know how to do two things at once on the computer. You can purchase the tickets tonight. You can go to parkeastconcert.com. All the information is there on the flyer. Okay. Who we're going to hear from next? We're going to hear Yisrael Shlomo Yitzchak Herstik from B'nai Brak, otherwise known as Srulik, the son of the world-renowned cantor Chaim Eliezer Herstik. This is a recording from about 15 years ago. There's a picture of him with his father. Maybe it's 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, and it's just a delightful recording. And the selection is Zochreinu. This is Srulik. Zochreinu.
Freunde, eure Haim. Oye Melech, Ovid Bahayim. Echosveinu, Beseifer, Beseifer Haim. Emanu, Erekim, Chayim. Oye Zofreinu, Oye Chayim. Oye Melech, Ovid Bahayim. Bechosveinu, Beseifer, Beseifer Hayim, Lemanecho, Elokim Chayim.
Okay. I don't know. It was showing 40 more seconds. I think there's a little bit that comes on after that, but we're not going to hear it tonight. Okay, December 5th. A lot going on in December for Hanukkah, and I just want to give you a heads up. I'll be announcing this in the future, but on December 9th at Town Hall, there will be a Hanukkah concert with the Moscow a male Jewish choir, and cantor Yossi Malavani. That's at Town Hall on December 9th. On December 14th, this is Tzurek Greenwald and the Budapest Klezmer Band. I understand they sold out four or five concerts in Israel. It's quite a sensational evening put on by Levi Kanis, and they'll be at the Bergen Pack Theater on December 14th, then December 15th at Town Hall, and December 16th at the Millennium Theater on Brighton Beach Avenue in Brooklyn. There's a lot going on there. And then on December 18th and 19th, my friend Eugene Weiser, the president of the Kasim Sofer Shul, advised me that Pinchas Cohn will be davening there for Friday night and Saturday, so Shabbos, so you might want to put that down on the calendar if you're in that area. And a lot going on. There'll be a lot more to discuss, but so we've got December 5th, December 9th, and so on. As I said, I'll be announcing this again in the future and give you more of the details. Seymour Rockoff. Many of you are familiar with Seymour. He's a very interesting man, a fine cantor. He was out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for many years. I think he still may be out there. But you may recall that he did many, many recordings of the Rechnitzer Reject albums. He sings the famous Borough Park song, which I did play in the past, and I'll certainly play many times more in the future. But this is, he does a lot of spoofs that I really applaud his talent in spoofing our own people gently. Let's hear, what kind of shul is this? What kind of shul is this? Seymour Rockoff. This is, I think, from the fifth album of Rechnitzer Rejects.
What kind of shul is this, where no one dares to speak? It seems that I'm the only one whose Yetzer Hara is weak. No matter what I say, they don't reply. I can't believe that we've already reached Ashrei. Why do they pray with care? Just cannot be heard. Why is the Torah read with perfect clarity? Well, maybe this is how, just how a shul should be. What kind of shul is this? To me it seems unreal. No one is telling me about his latest business deal. No, they're not talking sports, the latest game. What kind of shul is this? It doesn't feel the same. The rabbi's short and sweet, the chazan don't repeat, and now we've reached Adoin Olam, and no one's left his seat. This is some kiddish wow. Everyone's talking now. Well, maybe this is how, just how a shul should be.
That was Seymour Rockoff with What Kind of Shul Is This? Well, there's so many songs about food, and I have to confess, when I grew up, Friday night, there was just one meal that my mother made special for me. It was chicken soup with the unborn eggs, the yolks. I don't think you can get that anymore. As a matter of fact, I was told that the Board of Health doesn't allow the sale of chickens with those little eggs. But if you recall, if you went to a chicken market, do you remember that? And you picked out your own chicken, and then you got whatever was inside. So my mother would make me chicken soup with luction. But before that, grievous. Oh, did she make the greatest grievous? The grievous, whatever, and with fresh challah. That was it. I didn't eat the chicken. I didn't eat anything else. It was just gribbiness, challah, chicken soup, and egg yolks, unborn egg yolks. Now, why am I telling you this? Because that's my introduction to this next selection. It's called Chicken Soup, and this is by Country Yassi. Hope you enjoy this. Chicken soup.
Chicken soup, oh, 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 oh. Chicken soup, oh. Oh, there's a food that every Jewish mother knows. Chicken soup, oh, 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 oh. It'll cure every crank from your head to your toes. Chicken soup, oh, 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 oh. Some people put in luction, some put nothing at all. Chicken soup, oh, 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 oh. And some people like it with a matzo ball. Chicken soup, oh. Everybody eats it Friday night. Chicken soup. At the chicken farm, they're in a fright. Chicken soup. All the chickens running left and right. Look at those chickens go. Chicken soup. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, you can smell that brew boiling 20 miles, some say.
Chicken soup. Oh, oh.
scent keeps mosquitoes away.
Chicken soup,
oh, it has supernatural powers, for so it is written.
Chicken soup,
it turns wolves into puppies and tigers to kittens.
Chicken soup.
Hobbes leads to S and Vences, say it high.
Chicken soup, oh, oh, oh,
oh. Und ich hau da größen Reitach und ich geh bye-bye.
Chicken soup, oh, oh, oh.
Und wenn die Chinese Noodles sind in Schwäze handeln.
Chicken soup, oh, oh, oh.
Ich warf a rein in Schüssel a bissel Mandeln.
Chicken soup, oh.
Seiner Chicken is a pain in the neck.
Chicken soup.
In the chicken farm, so fault on a Schreck.
Chicken soup.
Kick the chickens, wie sie laufen mal weg.
Look at those chickens go. Chicken soup.
Gibt's in drei Tarten sein zu seiner Chicken.
Chicken soup.
Wie sie laufen wie a Bande, mich ergeuen.
Chicken soup.
Chicken life.
Chicken
soup.
Chicken soup. Chicken soup. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Seymour. No, that was Country. Country, yes. Seymour Rockoff was just before that. Okay, there's a little story about this next selection, and I'm filled with stories, a lot of stories. You know, I've been doing this for about 32 years, you know, since 1977. And over the years, I would get requests for songs and selections. Somebody would tell me about a song that they remembered when they were a child and in Europe or whatever. And actually, over the years, I used to go to my call my friend Bob Friedman in Philadelphia, who has the world's largest collection of Yiddish recordings, and I would ask him for help. And actually, if somebody couldn't remember the name or anything, or they could hum the tune, we'd get on the phone, and I'd make a conference call, and Bob would recognize the selection and make a recording, and we try to. It was just one of those things that we felt it was our obligation, so to speak. Well, yeah, it's an obligation. What good is all this if it's just sitting on a shelf? Anyway, about 25 years ago, I was with a friend in Philadelphia, and joining us was a friend of his who was with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and he was telling me about a particular selection of Bamir Bistashane that was done by somebody by the name of Sam Sachs. And he was telling me how everybody in the orchestra and everybody knew they loved this particular selection. But somehow or other, somebody absconded with the record or it disappeared, and they were heartbroken. And for years, they were trying to find another recording of this. Well, I made it my mission to find that recording, and I actually put it, I announced over over my program, and then I put ads in the various newspapers in the metropolitan area. And nothing. And then after about 6 months, I get a postcard, and it says, contact him, he has the record. I couldn't believe it. This is after 6 or 7 months, whatever it was. So I'm living in Jersey at the time, and the man lives in Upper Manhattan, around 160th, 170th Street. I was never in that area, but I was a little... I was forewarned to be careful. And I go into this old apartment building, and I walk up 3 or 4 flights of stairs, and I go into this apartment, and there's this guy. He was a retired postman. He retired maybe 15 or 20 years earlier, And he was obsessed with collecting records. Now, I thought I had a lot of records, but of course I'm limited because I'm just interested in Jewish records. He must have had 50 or 100,000. I mean, every room was floor to ceiling, boxes in the middle, and so forth. And he pulls out the record, Sam Sachs. And I had brought $100 with me. I was prepared. I mean, I was going to find this record for this guy. And I said, you know, very, very reluctantly, with sort of trepidation, not reluctantly, you know, with trepidation, I said, how much is it? He said, $25. I handed it to him. I took the record home and I played the record. Now, you got to understand, that is the precursor to what you're going to hear right now. It's a very, 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 very brief recording of by Meir Bistashain. And last time I played this was about 10 years ago, and it'll probably be another 10 or 20 years before I play it again. Sam Sachs.
Damir Bistashain by Sam Sachs. Of all the girls I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit. Deserve expressions that really fit. So I racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere business showing, please let me explain. By mere business showing means you're grand. By mere business showing, again I'll explain. You're the fairest in the land. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me and Mr. Shane. So kiss me and say you understand.
Oh my gosh, what a put on that was. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, it was so terrific. I mean, here's this man. I don't know where he got the money to record that, but he obviously had a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun with it, and I've had a lot of fun with it also. No, I'm not going to play the rest of the album. I'm sorry, not going to. Maybe I'll give you a copy of it someday, but not going to play it over the air. That's it for at least another 10 years. Okay, let's go to Pirkei with, this is Hamalamed Torah. Pirkei, coming right up. Hamalamed Torah.
Shma Beyavi Mishu Shakwanim Nichnosin Leichol Bitrumosot Otsoy Hashmoy Dadi Shaino Divrei Rabbi Eliezer
Pirkei. I admit that I'm getting a little old. I can't remember certain names. I mean, here I have this album. It's Mordechai Ben David Werdiger. That's what it says. It doesn't say Mordechai Ben David. It's Mordechai Ben David Werdiger sings original Hasidic Nigunim. And, you know, they don't give you dates, but this is at least from 30 years ago. 30 years ago, because in the special thanks, he mentions Sol Tischler. Now, I used to go to his record shop in the Lower East Side. He was a wholesaler, but he used to let me go into the back, and I would go through the shelves and pick out the records, and they gave me a special price because of my radio show, and his son Johnny took it over after Sol retired, and can't think of the name of the record shop, but it was in the Lower East Side. Anyway, that was special thanks to Sol and to Ari Klein. And do I recognize anybody? Josh Goldberg. Okay. This is early MBD, early Mordechai Ben David. When the records didn't just say MBD, they said Mordechai Ben David Werdiger. And this is Key Haim with the big MBD, early MBD.
Ki heim chayenu, v'yoyrech yomenu, uvohem nehege, uvohem nehege yoyman v'loylo. Ki heim chayenu, v'yoyrech yomenu, uvohem nehege, uvohem nehege yoyman v'loylo.
chayenu vi ahoy rech yomenu ubahem nehege ubahem nehege yoyman valaylo ki hem chayenu vi ahoy rech yomenu ubahem nehege ubahem nehege yoyman valaylo ki hem
Kihaim with MBT. Manoah Records, that's what it was. Oh boy, you know, it's so good. It wasn't a total loss of memory, it was just a delayed memory. Okay, with Manoah Records, yes, with Saul Tischler. Anyway, the next recording is from the original Greek Hasidic sound, Kol Salonika, composed by Rabbi Boruch Chait, and the arrangements by Moshe Mona Rosenblum. Let's hear Sameach. This is the original Greek Hasidic sound coming up. Sameach. Yes, here it is.
Yeah.
Greek Hasidic sound, and that was Sameach. Sameach. You've heard of JEP, J-E-P, Jewish Education Program. Well, they had many, many recordings come out over the years, and this is from an album called The Best of JEP, The Best of the Jewish Education Program. And let's hear the choir with Ure. From the best of JEP. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying the show so far, the program. You know, the first hour is a mixture, and then the second hour is solely, only Chazonis. That's for those lovers of Chazonis, and I know we have a few of them out there, just a few. You know, if you've been listening to the program during the past few weeks or months, that I've been having a Lecha Dodi marathon. I don't know, 30, 40 different versions of Lecha Dodi. I could go on and on and on, and it's just another one or two programs where I'll perhaps play some other selections of Lecha Dodi, and then we're going to go on to, guess what? Adon Olam. I have a few, not as many as Lecha Dodi, but quite a few Adon Olams, and it's interesting just to hear the variations of the same prayer. And This is a lengthy one. Haven't heard this one in a long time. This is Shalom Katz, Lechadodi. Cantor Shalom Katz.
Come in. Shabbos,